pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. We're happy to be coming your way again, friends, with a message from God's Word. We hope you will keep your dial tuned to this station for the next few minutes as we talk about the most important things in life. That is, your welfare and your obligation to others. I have a very interesting report which I want to give you on this broadcast concerning the missionary work. We want you to hear the voices of those who have a love for the truth and are doing something to show that they're putting their love into action. But first, listen to this scripture. In Proverbs 28:27, we find these words: He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. You see, friends, Christ pointed out that we shall always have the poor with us. So there's ample opportunity for us to do something about it. If we really have a love for our fellow men, God wants us to keep our eyes open and prove that we love them not in words only, but in deed and in truth. And if this is true in the natural sense, how much greater should our love be for the eternal souls of men and women throughout the world? Some who have not had the opportunity of hearing the gospel as us have had from our youth up, and we should do what we can to see that they have the opportunity to hear the word of God, that everyone should be saved. So the point I want to stress to you today is that we should put our love into action. Jesus said in St. John 13:35, By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Now, it's not enough for us to love those who love us, but our love should go beyond that and include the down and out, the outcast, the degraded men and women, and those who are alienated from the hope that we have in God. Let it ever be our mission to bring unto them the love of God, which will lighten their lives. To those who might be settled down to a life of ease with an unconcern for the lost, listen, as I bring to you the word from 1 John the 3rd chapter and beginning with verse 16, Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. You see, there's more to a life of service for God than just merely giving him our hearts. It includes our possessions and all that we have. Not 10% only, but all of what we have. Are you a good steward of the grace of God? Now, I want to let you in on a real treat which I just recently had. I received a recording from Brother Dale Doolittle, Brother Merrill Williamson, and his wife Ruby, as they were en route to California. Let me explain a little more fully what I mean. Dale was concerned about the work of the Lord in Mexico and the missionaries who were laboring there. So it came to him one day that the load might be lightened somewhat by those in that field if he showed his love to them by giving an old school bus which had been converted into a mobile home. After his decision was made and others heard of it, a new paint job of blue and white was put on the bus, and a collection of clothing, purses, shoes, and canned goods was donated by others, and then he started on the long trip from Louisiana to California. Now, friends, I'm sure that Dale did not have it in mind that his voice should be heard on this broadcast when he made this recording. But listen, we want you to hear his own voice above the roar of the motor as he made this tape on his portable recorder while they were traveling across the state of Arizona. The next voice you hear will be that of Dale Doolittle.
Hello, Brother Willie and Sister Murphy, Sister Francis. This is Dale and Meryl and Ruby. We're on our way to California. We're out here in the Arizona desert right now. And we were just talking a few minutes ago, and they said, well, he's got a recorder. Let's go ahead and send him a little tape. So here goes. We left Meryl's place at Saturday, 5:30 in the evening. And we have driven pretty well steady through to Phoenix. We got into Phoenix, Arizona, where my brother lives, at about 4:30 Monday morning. So you see, we made pretty good time. Matter of fact, I don't believe the old bus motor cooled off any time along the way. We got our beds here along with us and everything, and our lunches, so there's not much use of stopping other than for gas.
Then Dale went on to tell how different ones had supplied the needs to make this a real mission of love in action. But listen again.
The saints have been real good to supply us with clothes, shoes, purses, a lot of canned goods, and it should be just a real nice welcome sight for the people in Mexico. We have the saints here at Midway. We stopped there, and some of the folks there gave a whole lot of canned food. And then, to give you kind of an idea of the clothes, we went ahead and packed the clothes kind of for a, so we could put our mattress on top of there, and we have a pile of clothes about 10 feet long and about 5 feet wide, about 4 feet high. So you see, we've got just a pretty good amount of clothes and so forth, which is, it's real good things too, so I'm sure that this will be something that they'll appreciate. The Brother Salvador decided it wasn't in good enough shape, so he got to put a paint job on it for us. A few little rusted spots he took and fixed them all up for us. We tuned it up a little bit, and I believe the bus will be just a pretty good thing for them. We hope that they'll be able to use it all right.
Dale had one interesting experience when he was stopped at a roadblock in Mississippi. A patrol officer was checking things over, and Dale tells of the opinion of the officer.
Well, he told me to pull it over. And when I pulled over there, he said, well, where are you going to this thing? I said, well, I'm going down to Old Mexico.
Old Mexico, in something like that?
Well, yeah. He said, what you going to do with it there? I said, well, we have some missionaries down there. Our church has some missionaries down there, and the folks there are needy. So a bunch of us got together, and we decided we'd send them some clothes and so forth. You're going to take this little bus down there.
This bus? What are you...
I don't know, he said. I think if I was you, I'd just go ahead and sell this bus, get what money I could out of it, and send it that way, because, to tell you the truth about it, I don't think it's going to cost you more to get this thing down there, and it's worth it.
But regardless of the discouraging remarks of one man and his opinion concerning the missionary effort, the white and blue bus rolled onward across the plains of Texas and the mountains of Arizona on its mission of love in action. Now listen to Brother Mara Williamson above the roar of the motor as he sat under the wheel.
We're thankful that everything's going well. I want you folks to remember us until we return again. We're looking to the Lord to give us a safe trip all the way through. And we're still remembering you folks. Trust everything is going as well as possible with you.
Then Sister Ruby, in telling how they had worked to get ready for the trip, had this to say.
We had a time making up our mind just what to do, but as always there's something to hinder, so we just decided maybe this would be the best time, so we try to do about a month's work in about 4 days, 3 or 4 days there. So Merrill was completely worn out. We started this trip, and so he made use of the bed back here. Dale did just a big lot of driving for a night and a day, but I think Merrill's about to get rested up now, and he's doing the driving now.
There they go, friends, in the blue and white bus on their mission of love in action as they near the border of California. Will you remember them and those to whom this love will be shown? Pray that souls may come to know the fullness of God's pardon through our Savior who died that all might live. Listen now to these lines. Give to the living. Give your sunshine to the living. Do not wait till they are dead. Oh, there's joy in constant giving. Human hearts are comforted. And the giver feels the sunshine of the heart's responsive smile, knowing that another's pathway has been brightened all the while. Give your blossoms to the living. Let them have their fragrance now, ere their eyes are sealed in slumber, and like marble is their brow. Often for some loving token, human hearts have asked and bled. Give your blossoms to the living. Do not wait till they are dead. Selected. Let us pray. Our Father, we believe that you love the unsaved in every land. We believe you love the heathen just as you love those within the boundaries of our own nation. Help us to prove our love to them, not in word only, but in deed and in truth. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I'd like to live closer to Christ our Master, to show a lost sinner the way of right, and never be ready to help a brother. I'd like to lead someone safe through the night.
I could but
just take one
soul to
heaven fair.
If I could but
just show one
shining
light.
If I could but
just keep one
soul from
sinning here.
And lead them to
Jesus Christ
guides around. I'd like to live
close to him,
a loving
Savior dear,
and be an
example.
Those I see would make it much
sweeter now
as I go
homeward go.
If I could but
just take one
soul
with me.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We're trusting God and those who love the truth to keep His message on the air and going through the mail each week. Until we meet again next Sunday at this same time on this same station, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you and a very cheerful goodbye.